following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And now for a few worry-free seconds, brought to you by No Worries Wednesday at Outback. For a longer break, head to Outback any No Worries Wednesday and enjoy three courses for $11.99. Start with soup or salad and choose between our juicy 6-ounce sirloin, grilled chicken on the barbie and pork tenderloin entrees, topped off with a slice of cheesecake. Whistle while you eat it. We won't judge. No Worries Wednesday, just $11.99 at Outback. No rules, just right. Prices, products and participation may vary.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, the final Wednesday before the Super Bowl. Jay Rood will join us from the MGM. He is the vice president of the Race and Sportsbook. He's like Perennio's boss. I didn't know it. Head lifeguard. But apparently not the czar of
not
all
the
that czar. Is in Vegas. But Jay always comes in and joins the Super Bowl week, and can't wait to see him this weekend. Also, we will be talking in a few minutes here with UNK men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton in our Loper Link. They're playing some. I mean, everything's been competitive, whether they're winning by a few or losing by a couple, and they've got some a little bit more balance right now. And we'll talk with the coach about his basketball team as they continue their homestand this weekend. Also, here I want to throw this out because this, to me, I couldn't believe it till a buddy of mine told me this yesterday. And I know, in the grand scheme of things, people go, "What are you looking at that for?" I look at everything that is Lopers, Broncos, Huskers. We have bracketology for the men, and Joe Lunardi does that. And Charlie Cream does it for the women on ESPN. He does not have the Nebraska women in the NCAA tournament.
In the tournament at all?
At all. He has them as one of the first four out. They're 26th in the country, and he doesn't have them in the tournament. Plus, this year, those regionals, which is the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8, are at home campuses. Stanford, Connecticut, Notre Dame, Nebraska. They're the hosts. The other three, Stanford, Connecticut, and Notre Dame, he has his number one seeds.
And not even
ouch.
In.
Ouch. 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 Plus, he's on crack because there's no way they wouldn't be in. They're 13-5.
Right now, they're not playing their best ball of the year. He must be thinking they're going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, but you don't go by what's coming. You go by what is.
As it stands right now, they should be in. But that's the only thing. I'm trying to explain the unexplainable.
I just like to know what he's looking at. I mean, if you were looking at the men, and you saw who was ranked 26th this week out of a BCS conference. Let me look. Let me try and find that here for you. Connecticut men. Check that out, would you, Jeffrey? See where the Connecticut men are on Joe Lunardi's bracketology. And then it's Gonzaga, UCLA. I'm guessing to say that both Connecticut and UCLA are in the men's
tournament. I'm trying to think how many automatic bids there are. So how many at-large bids there are? There's like 40 at-large bids, are there not?
Now, he's got half that many. He's got UCLA a 7 and Connecticut an 8 on the men's, okay? So, again, I will say that that's not quite as... But that's right where they should be. I mean, if you're 28th in the country, you're looking at a 7 seed.
Right.
Out, so he's got him at a 7 and an 8. And yet, on the other side, Nebraska women, yeah, you're not in.
That can't be.
Doug McDermott.
Because you get teams to get an at-large bid that are 11, 12 seeds. You know what I mean? I mean, so there's room there is what I'm trying to get at in terms of how many at-large bids there are. You know, if you're on the borderline of being in the top 25, you got to think you're going to be in.
Something else I want you to look up, Jeff, because I'm sorry I'm keeping you busy, but we'll get Coach Lofton, and I got Doug McDermott. Give me the poll question because that was amazing. I want to know if Saturday Night Live is live this week. It's Super Bowl Saturday night in New York. I want to know if it's live. Jeff, later in the show, when you get on that, we'll see if I can even find something like that out. Because I would think you could hit a home run with a guest or two. You know how that somebody just pops in for a segment?
Oh, yeah. They can get a lot of people.
Now, I don't see Peyton Manning the night before the Super Bowl strolling in or any of the players. But I think you could probably hit a home run somewhere.
Oh, you get a lot of Hall of Famers. I mean, there's a lot of NFL guys in town for that. I mean, that is what the upside to having this cold weather Super Bowl in New York City. I mean, it's a place. It's an event. A lot of people don't want to come in for that. New York is a great place to hang out. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I want to go back to something you said, though. Cold weather. What are you talking about? Is the weather some kind of story with this? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, first of all, is it even legal that we say the word Super Bowl? I mean, have you ever noticed that all the ads and things like that?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm kind of sick of it, to be honest with you. But I also think that it makes more sense to play the game in a neutral site where the weather itself is also going to be neutral, too. Let me just say that. You know, I mean, it is a cold weather sport. I get that. But
Weather sport this time of year. It's hotter than hell in August when they're in training camp and playing their first couple games.
Yeah, and one of the greatest football games I ever saw, Dolphin fan talking here, okay, was the game they played against San Diego where they're passing out because of the heat, but that was a late playoff game, but unusually hot. So
who won that game?
Don't bring that up. But anyway, it was, and then the next week, by the way. It was one of the coldest games ever, yeah. So, okay.
Cincinnati.
There you go, San Diego. There
Cincinnati's
you go.
Quarterback was?
Ken Anderson.
Thank you, old-timer. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic, is Creighton's Doug McDermott the best player in college basketball? 39 last night, game winner. They squander an 18-point lead. He hits a bomb. He's all over television again. I mean, Dick Vitale and a variety of top analysts are all on his bandwagon. Saying he is the best player in college basketball, which would be a great honor if he picks up the Wooden Award and all those.
Be huge for the program. I'm having trouble thinking with his resume who that would be. Do I necessarily think that he'll be able to translate that to the next level? I don't necessarily think so, you know, because he reminds me of Kyle Korver, you know, and he's serviceable. He's a good basketball player. But
so why is basketball so much different than football? We never worry about the Heisman Trophy winner being able to play great in the NFL, and most of the time he can't.
No,
but he now can't. In basketball, if you're not going to be a stud, not going to probably.
I think you do it based on what they are, what their resume is, how they're playing, what they're doing, not whether or not they're an NBA product. Same way with the NFL. I think it's the most viable player in the wrong word here is league, but when you're the most viable player in college basketball, you get the Wooden Award. You're the most viable player in football, college football, you get the Heisman.
Midtown Mark cooler question. You can vote on it any time at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, we asked you how big of a loss Devrell Biggs is for the Nebraska basketball team. I said it was a big loss, 63% said, and I said I'd be in the minority. 63% say it's a minor loss, 25% big loss, 12% no impact. That was yesterday. Today, it's Doug McDermott. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. I'm just saying this. Tom Kropp could probably still take Doug McDermott. I don't know. Let's bring in Kevin Lofton. Coach, what do you think?
I think Doug McDermott's the player of the year, hands down. Now, that other question, I got no comment.
Smart man.
Well, can you comment on this? Devrell Biggs needs a place to play.
Let's stir something up.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
All right. Well, we got all the stuff out of the way. Let's talk basketball. And the first question I want to bring up to you here, we talked in December about Ethan Brozek being able to come back to the basketball team, and it looks like he's hit the ground running. I don't know that he is the exact reason that there are a few more wins in the W column here, but he's been playing solid basketball since his return.
He's a very talented individual. I think when he came back, his first practice back, we did a lot of scrimmaging, some four-on-four stuff, and just after hour and a half of watching him in that, you know, I leaned over to coach and I said, it looks like he never left. As far as, I mean, he's just that talented, and, you know, some kids are just blessed in that area, and he's able to, like you said, come back, and in a relatively short amount of time, seems like, you know, he's already playing at a high level, which he is.
Well, also playing at a high level, Kevin Dineen, he had four steals for you the other night. I mean, he's just playing out of his mind. He gives you guys a lot of energy.
I love that kid, and that's because I'm a defensive-minded guy, and I think if I had five guys just like him, I don't think the other team would score, but if they did score, it wouldn't be very many. He does not put up a lot of numbers offensively, so if that's what catches your eye, then he's not going to be a kid that you're fond of. But if it's just playing with determination, if it's just getting every ounce out of what God has blessed you with, that's a kid that you're going to love to watch. He's on the floor. You know, night in and night out, he's got the other opponent's best offensive player, and he's just giving it everything he's got. And hopefully that will rub off on our guys over the coming years because, I mean, from a defensive, you know, thought process, that's what you want.
Talk with Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. At the beginning of this year, Brozek and Baranek were not on this team, and you guys consistently are trying to mold this team together. How's the chemistry right now?
A lot. It's getting better and better every day, every game. I think, you know, Coach has really done a good job over the last couple of weeks. I call it speaking greatness into them, but just trying them to get some confidence. I mean, to get that swagger, because we have a good team. We have some players that can play at this level. Now it's just getting them to believe that, because when you don't have the wins coming left and right, there's doubt that forms. And then we've had our fight with that. And I think, you know, we put two wins back-to-back, and hopefully we can build on that. We have some tough competition coming to Kearney, with Washburn and Emporia, and you got Hayes coming to town. You know, those are three teams that are up towards the top of our league, and we're going to have to be playing at a high level to beat them. But, you know, we got some kids that are capable now of really playing in this league, and now they just got to start to believe that. And as the results come, you know, I think it's going to snowball.
Well, you're facing two teams that are 7-3, but they do it differently. You know, Washburn comes in, their leading player is a guard, whereas against Emporia, you're going to be facing the largest player in the MIAA, a 6'11 kid. Talk a little bit about the problems that kind of comes when you have to have really kind of two contrasting styles of play in back-to-back games.
I think the big I'm watching Washburn now. I've watched them quite a bit over the last few days. The thing about Washburn is that, you know, they got good athleticism on the perimeter, and they're, you know, they play small ball. They start 2 6 guys, 6'6 guys, a couple 6'2 guards, and a 6'4 wing, and they're very, they all can put it on the floor. You know, they all can shoot it a little bit. They're two best players. One goes 6'6, it's like a 46% 3-point shooter. The other one's 6'6, and he's about a 42%. So they really create mismatches, a lot of mismatches, and that's what the challenge is, to guard them. A lot of teams have zoned them, you know, to take away the penetration and hope they can, you know, contest the three and just kind of pick your poison there. So that's the challenge with them. They're going to try to get it off the board, run it up the floor because they're undersized, and then they're going to take that first look, and if they get it going on you from the three-point line, they are really tough to deal with. Whereas Emporia, with the big kid, you know, they play good defense, and then with the big kid, they're trying to pound it down your throat. Now, to be honest with you, I've watched way more Washburn than Emporia, but just, as scouting other teams throughout the year, you watch a number of different teams play, and then with Emporia, you know, I think one thing that we did against them last year with that kind of size is we forced their big to have to guard our smaller big, and we drove it at him and got him in the foul trouble and made it hard for them to keep him on the floor because what he was given on the offensive end for his team, he was given up on the defensive end. So, you know, sometimes a good offense is the best defense in that situation.
Couple minutes here with Kevin Lofton, remaining on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link, talking about Loper men's basketball. There was some hand-checking, apparently, in the last game.
Oh, have you watched much? I don't know what they're doing in high school, but I do know the freedom of movement rule change that they made. It's a nightmare in some ways. It's going to be interesting to see what happens at the end of the year. A lot of times they say we're going to emphasize a rule, and we're going to clean up a certain area of the game. And most of the time what happens is by this time of the year, they have just basically it's gone back to the way it was before. You know, they've kind of backed off, and nothing really has changed. But this rule, they're sticking with it. And it's great if you stay with it all year and the year after that and year after that, you know, because then the kids can adjust, the coaches can adjust. But what I'm worried about is after 1 year of it and all the fouls are being called, a lot of coaches are going to say, hey, we've had enough. We need to find something better than this. And at that point, where do you go from there? But, I mean, there's a lot of fouls being called across the country. It's not just us. It's not just because we're not that great on defense. Everybody, everybody's going through it. And we've played in games that there's been 50 or more fouls called. I know junior college coaches that have played in games that, believe it or not, there were 60 and 70 fouls called. So, I'm telling you, it's interesting. That's all I got to say about it.
Kev, I've looked at you made 32 in the last ball game. What's an acceptable number this day and age for free throw percentage for your team?
We preach to our kids. We would like them to be between 70 and 75 because I think, and Coach has got a good theory on it, it's the truth. I think when you got equal talent, a lot of times you're probably going to come across five games throughout the course of an entire season that's going to be won or lost at the free throw line. Well, you know, in this league, five games is a lot. And, you know, we preach to our kids in all our drills that we do regarding free throw shooting that we want to try to hit about 70 to 75% of our free throws. If you could do that, as a team, if you can do that, then you're giving yourself an opportunity to win some close games.
Well, you're shooting almost that with Mike Detlinger from the field. He's shooting 67% from the field. What makes him why that number so high? Why is he able to lead the conference in field goal shooting?
I think, you know, one, I tip my hat to him. You realize most of his career he's been playing on one leg. I mean, the guy's knees are pretty bad, and he's dragging that thing up and down the floor. I think this year what he's done is he is a good jump shooter, don't get me wrong, but he's kind of started to establish himself in the paint a little bit more. And I think he's probably as healthy as he's been in a while and is going to be. And I think he's just making the most of it, to be honest with you.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to watching tape and getting ready for this weekend's contest. So best of luck against two good teams in Washburn and Emporia State.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball. Washburn is 14-3. Emporia State is 14-6. Both are 7-3 in the conference. For the women, Washburn pretty good too, 12-5, 7-3 in the conference, and Emporia State is the third-ranked team in the country. They finally got beat last week. They're 18-1, 9-1 in the conference, ranked third in the country. And those games as doubleheaders, Thursday, tomorrow night, start at 5:30, and then Saturday afternoon starting at 2. Loper wrestlers are at Lindenwood tonight and Truman University Friday. UNK coming off wins last week with Fort Hays State and Adams State to keep things rolling at 11-3 in their dual season, and those three losses all came out at the Division I Virginia duels. The indoor track team will be at the Concordia Classic Friday and Saturday in Seward, and it's also been announced that the men are ranked ninth in the country. Yes, they have indoor track and field national rankings. The men are ninth and the women are 22nd. And baseball opens this weekend with doubleheader Saturday, a single game Sunday in Denver at Metro State.
I have not looked to see what the weather forecast is for the greater Denver area. Is this going to happen? I mean, really? Are we going to play? Because, let's see, that's on Friday. That's a January baseball game. Are you actually going to get a college baseball game in?
Saturday.
Yeah. Are we going to get a game in on, well, I guess that'd be the 1st of February. Doggone it. You know, we're not quite going to make it, are we?
It was supposed to be Friday, but they switched it. Also, UNK senior Elijah Nadai has been selected to play in the second annual College All-Star Bowl game February 14th in Greenville, South Carolina. That'll be shown on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And UNK tennis teams picked 4th for the men, 5th for the women in the MIAA preseason coaches poll.
Tennis and baseball. I'm wrapping my mind around it while I'm sitting in the... It's chilly in the studio here.
They stop. Well, you're wearing short sleeves. The Lopers start the indoor season February 8th. Softball's right around the corner.
There you go.
It's all right here. We're getting to the point where winter now merges into spring sports. Surely not spring.
There is an overlap. There is an overlap, certainly. Yeah.
We'll take a break. You've been listening to our Loper Link portion of the Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Coming up, Jay Rude from the MGM in Las Vegas. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk the rest of the day in sports. Stay with us.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, welcome to State Farm.
What's up?
Hi, I want to switch to State Farm, but my husband has a hard time letting things go. He's stuck in the 90s.
As if.
Well, if you do switch to State Farm, I can save you $500.
$500? Raise the roof!
Switch to State Farm for your auto insurance, and you could save on average $500. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. Average household savings based on 2012 national survey of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her.
This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Mostly sunny skies today, high temperatures into the upper 40s, southwest winds increasing 12 to 25. Tonight, clear skies early on, then increasing cloud cover as we head back to a low of 24.
Right now, 30.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock.
That is, yes, a heavy sigh. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, we've been telling you about some new technology from TNL Irrigation Systems. You know how well it works in the field, but now with your GPS, you can take care of your pivot system right at home with the Precision Point Control 3 with GPS from TNL Irrigation Systems. The TNL PPC 3 allows you to control speed, direction, the end gun, and auto stop location. locations with GPS right from your home. The TL-PPC3, combined with TNL's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. For more information, visit your local TNL dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems are proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. Come on. Come on, Randy Bushcutter. Tell me what. So you don't get the big pivot? I mean, you just kind of get the water gun?
Yeah.
Think of all the places you could set that up and then control it from your phone in other people's yards and houses and farms.
My neighbor would actually water his lawn then. That would be nice. I'm sorry. You brought it up. I wouldn't normally
have a water cannon in people. Awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. And, you know, water might be a little hard to come by if the drought kind of continues. Making the most of what you are allowed, that might be kind of beneficial.
No, water on ground. All good.
Yeah. Not shooting across the county road there.
Folks, here as we get into the month of February, and wanted to bring this up. I've seen it a couple of times, was made aware of it by our radio friends in Grand Island. We're going to be a part of it here. And if you saw the article in the Grand Island Independent from over the weekend, I think now you know about one of our fellow radio personalities in Brad Fosberg from Grand Island. Right now is undergoing chemo for cancer and is continuing to broadcast as much as he can. We all know how crappy this deadly disease is. It's affected somebody that you know, everybody in some way, as we have seen people battle through it and come out on the other end, and some people lose their fight with it for some of the worst cases out there. So right now we want to be able to help Brad out a little bit as we can in our broadcast community. It's called the High Five. You can kick in any kind of donation. That's exactly what this is, folks. You hear about it. It's up to you. If you know Brad, maybe you didn't know this was going on. Maybe you've crossed paths with Brad before. Long time over at Mid-Nebraska Speedway doing the announcing there. Of course, when you're in our business, Randy, you usually end up doing a lot of different things. It's not just on the radio.
It's a smaller community. And you know, gosh, I can't think of anybody that does this as much as we do that you don't think the world of, and especially him.
We're asking fans, friends, and families to chip in with a high five, a little $5 donation. There is a high five contribution account set up at Five Points Bank in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island to allow all sports fans to give their own high five. And if you want to be able to do that, we would love for you to be a part of that. And folks, we'll talk more about this as the month of February moves along, but the high five, we're going to turn it into $5, and that's something that's going to get you a hot dog and a drink. I'll forego that and help out the Fosberg family. Your $5 contribution combined with other high five contributions will go a long way to help. So if you get a chance, please give Brad the high five, and we wish him a speedy recovery and see him again along the road here. Bump into him once in a while at district and state tournaments. We don't cross paths near as often. He's too busy covering news things, too.
Yeah. He's got work in the...
He works harder than us.
Well, we work in the toy department is what we do.
So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. If you've got a Super Bowl question, we're going to be talking with Jay Rood about the betting lines and some of the proposition bets out there. And the one thing I throw out, Randy... In Vegas, you cannot bet what color the Gatorade is. Not at any respectful establishment. You are going to be betting how many yards Knowshon Moreno rushes for, how many touchdowns Peyton Manning throws for, how many field goals there will be in the game over under, you know, the actual line, which is around 2.5 still for Denver.
You really can't bet what people already know. The person that makes the Gatorade knows what color the Gatorade is. So you can't bet on things like
so you
that.
Can bet like even if you find those offshores, the most you can bet is like $100.
Yeah. You know, I looked something up with this. You know when this prop betting thing kind of really started? You know what the first original large-scale prop bet was?
Yes, I do.
I bet you do, actually. I bet you do.
William the Refrigerator.
Whether or not he's going to score a touchdown. Yeah. It started off 75-1, ended up being like 20-1, and the Vegas took a bath on it because he got in instead of Walter Payton, which don't get me started. But it started this whole thing, which is kind of neat. Yeah, and by the way, tails never fails. I'm betting on tails.
Well, heads is hit for like 4 or 5 straight years.
That's because I haven't bet it. Because, you know, if I were to bet it, tails never fails. I haven't done that.
And for the exact opposite of that, Anyway, that's why I know that stat. So if you'd like to send us a little question
you,
for
you
Jay,
follow that theory and it hasn't worked. All right, got it.
You
got
can
it.
Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Our email address, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to have your questions be a part of today's program. So glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. They're up and at 'em. They're working hard already this morning, getting ready for the big weekend, the big game, Super Bowl 48. And we are pleased to welcome back. He is the Vice President of Race and Sportsbook for the MGM Enterprises, Jay Rude, with us here on ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay, is it sunny and beautiful this morning?
It is sunny and beautiful this morning. We're probably going to be somewhere in the 70s. I don't know why anyone would go to New York. Coming to Vegas to watch this event unfold is much, much better decision.
And even though they're not tan and muscular, is it still okay if I bring shorts out this weekend? Would you recommend?
Yeah, you just got to give us a 10-minute heads up before you head to school so we can make sure everyone's prepared.
Well, I know
sunglasses from the glare.
I know Perenio's the head lifeguard over there at the Mandalay Bay, so I want to sport that the best
right,
that we
as
can.
As long as you got a good relationship with him, you should be all right.
Well, Jay, we always appreciate the time. Let's get into it here because the word, and you can tell us the exact numbers that you guys put out there, but Seattle came out as a pretty nice little favorite, more than a point the evening that the Super Bowl matchup was set, and that quickly switched over to Denver, and that was a pretty significant line move for some people, maybe 4.5-5 points. I don't remember in recent time where so early the line changed.
Yeah, me either. No, we opened Seattle -1.5. A lot of places opened them in that direction. Some places had them 2. A couple places had Denver -1. Some places had Denver -2.5. So it was all over the chart. It looks like everyone should have opened pick 'em and just been done with it. But, it came quickly, the money on Denver, and it came from, the professional players, the sharps. And so at that point, I knew this number couldn't sit up on the board for very long, for at least 2 weeks without having some adjustment occur. So, we went from 1.5 down to pick. They kept playing Denver at pick. We moved to 1 Sunday night, Denver. They laid the 1, we went to 1.5. So in a very short amount of time, we're talking less than a half an hour, we went from 1.5 Seattle to 1.5 Denver, a 3-point move on the Super Bowl, which is probably unprecedented, in the last 10, 15 years. If the Super Bowl moves a point and a half, that's huge. So, when you're talking about the public sort of determining which team they think should be favored, it was pretty clear that they were going to side with Manning and the Broncos here in this, even though probably 80 to 90% of the bookmakers had Seattle a small favorite.
Jay, just for the novice, and we get a lot of that for the Super Bowl, just for the novice investor or person that's paying attention here, can you divulge what kind of money it would take to move the line each time that you moved it a half a point?
Well, early on, it's not necessarily the amount of money, it's who's playing it for me. And I knew that if a certain person is playing it to the limit that I'm allowing them to play it, that I was going to get more from other people of that nature as well. So, early on, we're talking about a $50,000 wager from someone that I know, does this for a living. And so I knew it wouldn't be able to sit there without more of those type of wagers coming. So, early it's a pretty small amount of money, but it's more about who than how much.
Jay, has the professional money changed with the point spread? Are they starting to go the other direction now?
What we have seen is some of the larger bets that we've taken this week were Seattle up until last night, which probably makes a little bit of sense. We start seeing people that come in for the Super Bowl week, they spend, 4 or 5 days here just like you would if you were going to the actual Super Bowl, leading up to parties and stuff. There's different things that you can do out here, nightclubs, throwing different parties, and there's personalities and stuff. So we are starting to see some of the people show up that are going to be here for the game. And, we're getting really good two-way action, a little bit more of a lean for the Broncos than the Seahawks. But, I would have to say I've talked to several people, and half of them are making a case for Seattle and half of them are making a case for the Broncos under 3, laying less than 3. So I think we're at a good spot.
What does Jay Rood think? I mean, everybody has an opinion. I know you've got the professional part of it. Do you have a thought on which team you like in this one?
I do. And someone asked me to give a prediction the other day, and I thought about it, and I was kind of trying to figure out how the game was going to unfold. And I think there's a strong possibility that Seahawks could get out to a little bit of a lead, and then the Broncos are going to have to rally. And I think they're going to have to come back in the fourth quarter. And my prediction was a 24-23 Bronco win, which is a little bit of wishful thinking, but it's also, I think it's pretty realistic. The Bronco defense has played really well the last couple of games in the playoffs. They've actually outplayed the Seahawks in some categories, obviously not in third down conversions and stuff like that. Third down conversions, Seattle's been just outstanding on defense. I think they're 6 of 24 or something like that on opponent conversions. But I think the Bronco defense is probably, all the hype is going to go to the offense, but I think the defense is going to win the game for them.
Sherman's comments at the end of the NFC Championship game kind of put the Seahawks kind of with the black hat. They're kind of the team that people were kind of emotionally, disliked, especially around here. We're closer to Denver, obviously, than we are Seattle. Does that move the line? I mean, emotionally, do people kind of pick somebody and then they bet that way? Does that change the line at all? Does that come into play at all?
That will, for the folks that are going to be landing on the planes here, between Friday and kickoff. I think some of that plays into the player that doesn't bet, all the time. They're going to come out here. They're going to see, the comments from Richard Sherman, the coach for Seattle. He's got a little bit of a history. He left USC under some, circumstances. So, it sounds like the players love him, according to, what came out yesterday in that report. But it sounds, the fans are still split on Carroll a lot. So, that does play into it, and whether you like or hate a certain team, they might not like the Broncos, but they're going to bet against the Seahawks because they don't like what Sherman did or the way certain behaviors a team does. But, the way Marshawn Lynch is handling the media, people might go, oh, these guys think they're this, that, or the other, to a small degree. But it's going to be amplified more because the Super Bowl is amplified more. It's a last chance to enjoy the NFL football for quite a while.
We're talking with Jay Rood, Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook, MGM in Vegas, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jay, we talked quite a bit about lines throughout the year on the sports program here. A lot of people always get fired up, especially the one time a year better, about Gatorade color and length of the national anthem and all that. And we have to explain to them that there are a lot of things that you're going to hear in the media this week that are not things that you can bet at a legitimate establishment in Las Vegas.
That is correct, yeah. I mean, I get asked those questions, time and time again. How long the national anthem will go? Will Bruno Mars be wearing a hat? we're about, the nuts and bolts of the game here. We have to be audited. We have to be, regulated. We're taxed. Some of the places that offer those kind of wages are in jurisdictions that aren't regulated, that aren't taxed. You're not sure whether you're going to get paid if you engage with those folks. So if you want to, come and make a legitimate bet on the Super Bowl, and trust me, we have more than enough things to choose from. I've got, almost 300 props up that you can make a wager on the Super Bowl. We're just not going to put up the silly stuff that can't be found in a box score that can't be accurately recorded. You want more than just the guy that's taking your bet to record the results. So that's the kind of thing that is a gray area, and rightfully so. It should be. If we were allowed to do that, then maybe if there was an ability to have someone independent, third party, Anderson and Anderson, record the length of the national anthem, we might book it. If the state of Nevada let us do that, but realistically, those are all gimmicks. I've tried to book the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July for like the last 4 or 5 years, and I've petitioned gaming, to allow me to do that. And there's still just some really gray areas, even though it's a league, it's a food eating league, it's got broadcasts on national television, everything's there. They just still are reluctant to allow us to do that, which, it's not going to make or break our year if we get to book it, but it's just something fun. But, we're serious business out here, and we're not going to have some of those foo-foo things that are fun to talk about, but, real money talks here in Vegas. And the Gatorade walks.
Well, obviously, do you do the prop bets because you're trying to bring in money? What are the popular ones? What are some popular bets that you and has one of them kind of changed, kind of grown? I mean, obviously, coin flip is pretty obvious, but has there been some that really have kind of hit you like, wow, I can't believe how popular that is?
Well, yeah, the one that's really popular and that we've gotten hurt on the last couple of years is will there be a safety? You know, that's up until a couple of years ago hadn't occurred in the Super Bowl. So, and now people have cashed it over and over, and so you know they've cashed. They're playing with some house money the last couple of years. They continue to play that pretty hard. The most popular prop bet that we have and will continue to have is the one that will occur first. Who will score the first touchdown of the game? That's a really popular one. One, because it's got some great value. If you pick the right guy, you can really, you know, have a nice little score to start the game off, and you could be way ahead of the game on a free roll with the rest of your tickets if you you know pick the right person to score the touchdown. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is 5-1 right now, which is pretty good value if you think you know Seattle will get the ball marched down, or they can stuff Denver in their first drive and get the ball and go down. So Wes Welker is 8-1 to score the first touchdown. So there's a you know, there's some value there if you can hit it. And you can even spread it out to a couple of guys and still, you know, do what we call dutching, you know, get two or three guys. And if you can get, you know, dutch it so that you get 3-1 odds on all three of those guys, you're looking pretty good.
Just another minute here with Jay Rude from the MGM, Vice President Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. I always ask you, Jay, is there one or two that you like that changes every year? Did you see something that catches your eye?
Well, I tend to think that, you know, kicking props are a pretty interesting prop and sort of overlooked in the Super Bowl because everybody's, you know, they're talking about the passing game, the running game. You know, very rarely do you hear anyone really say, hey, let's drill down and hear and see what these, you know, kickers are going to do. I think there's a good opportunity because in the Super Bowl, usually in the first half, you know, teams are pretty, you know, play it pretty straight. There's not a lot of things that, you know, they don't go for it on fourth down, it seems like, as often as they would in other situations. So a lot of times they'll send out a kicker to kick the game, you know, a field goal rather than go for it on fourth down if it's right on the edge. And so the kicker props sometimes tend to go over more in the Super Bowl because there is more scoring period in the Super Bowl, it seems like. But, you know, a lot of the unique ones, too, like this year we put up Danica Patrick's Daytona 500 finish versus first quarter total points scored in the game. So, you know, and we got a lot of action to Danica Patrick, so that doesn't bode well for her for the 500. So, you know, everyone thinks that she's going to probably finish at least 14th or worse in the 500 at this point.
There is all kinds of interesting prop bets. It's the fun time of the year. And, Jay, I know there are plane loads of people that are heading out there from our listening area over the next 3 days. What do they need to do besides just enjoy the Super Bowl at one of your properties?
Well, yeah, come out. Make sure that you give yourself plenty of time to, you know, grab the sheet, look it over, you know, maybe grab it a day or two in advance, figure out what you want to bet. You know, whatever you like in the game, you know, I would say, you know, tend to bet – you know, some of your props that way too, so that if the game doesn't exactly go your way, but you come up just a little bit short, more than likely a lot of the props that you think are going to go, you know, maybe Denver's way would hit and, you know, give you an opportunity to maybe, you know, lose the game itself but win on the props. You know, that's why the props were created for us, is to insulate the book from just a single decision on the day on win or lose on the game. You know, we've tried to, you know, incorporate these props so that if we lose to the game, maybe we can make a little bit of our losses back up in the prop wagering, which probably is currently about 40% of our total handle for the day. So it's starting to really grow, you know, over the last few years.
And if folks want to pick up some entertainment or some other things that are going on besides football, you got any suggestions for the weekend?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, we're the king of the Cirque shows. You know, at Mandalay, we've got the Michael Jackson show, which is, I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard it's outstanding. You know, and I have seen Jabberwockies, which is a show within our family. I believe it's at the Luxor, and that show is absolutely outstanding. But yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Vegas is, you know, you got world class accommodations, you got world class entertainment, and the food out here is, you know, second to none. So, I have no idea why anyone would go to the Super Bowl. You know, and go to the, you know, the parties at the location. It's, everything's super expensive out here. It's, that's why we're built. You know, we're built to entertain everyone and cater to everyone's needs. So, you know, it's definitely a bucket list thing. I would say it's an annual bucket list thing that everyone should do.
Jay, I'll let you out of here with this because I know some of the folks, particularly that I'm going with out there, always love their food. I've got two or three places that I always like to go. Where does Jay Rude go? And if price means nothing, where does Jay Rude go?
Price means nothing. Well, we've got a new steakhouse here with Tom Colico here at the Mirage that is getting rave reviews. It's outstanding. And, you know, that's one of the places that I would, you know, tell people to definitely not miss. And, you know, actually, the Mirage Sportsbook, we just spent a ton of money on a new big screen. We have a 90-foot wide screen by 20 feet tall.
Holy cow.
It's like you're on the 50-yard line at the game. You know, we're going to have the game up there. It's going to be insane. It's really, really been a big hit with the folks here. But, yeah, Tom Colicchio's is good. And then, you know, Prime over at Bellagio, you can't you know, miss when you do that. So, but there's just so many good opportunities everywhere. I don't think you're going to pull up a bad one, even if you try.
All right, Jay, we'll let you get back to work. We look forward to hopefully maybe even seeing you this weekend while we're out there. We appreciate the time, and let's have a great Super Bowl.
Yep, you do the same. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Jay. Jay Rude, Vice President, Race and Sportsbook for the MGM Properties. He's at the Mirage, and as we say, he tells Perennial what to do.
He's like your little concierge there. You know, he's planning out your trip for you. That's kind of nice.
Well, duh.
Got a high-level concierge there.
Duh. There's a million things to do out there, so you just will find a little something different. I mean, if you happen to be somebody that goes quite a bit, you have your favorite places, but
you're not touring Hoover Dam, are you? You're not taking the ride out the Hoover Dam for the tour, are you? You're not doing that.
The what?
That's right.
I saw that in Vegas Vacation. Why? Yeah. Where is that? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. It seemed dangerous.
Yeah, it was in Vegas Vacation. Yeah, it was there. Yeah. Which is highly accurate movie, by the way.
Well, if you're not going to Vegas for the Super Bowl, why not go to the Big Apple? Why not? You could win an all-expense-paid trip from the Doug and Daddy Show to the Big Apple just in time for the Super Bowl. The Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney and Fassville are giving away a gas card and a gift card so that you can drive to the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney and eat and drink all you want during the Super Bowl, or you can do it anytime, but why not if you want to do the Super Bowl? All you have to do is in the next 23 and a half hours, email the Doug and Daddy Show to get your name in, because tomorrow on this show, we will randomly pick one of those emails, and you'll pick up the gift card to the Big Apple Fun Center and the gas card to Fast Fills, and you'll be ahead of the game already. You'll be ahead of the game before the game kicks off.
And that will free up a little bit of extra money for, you know, a prop bet. For whatever.
Whatever. Use it whenever you want.
Yeah.
How great is that? Email now, or after lunch, or at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but just don't want you to forget.
You have about 23 hours.
Yeah, because tomorrow, I'm going to draw it out. An all-expense-paid trip to the Big Apple. Nothing better, folks. And, of course, the email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back with more after this.
If you haven't heard yet, postage rates, they've changed again. You know what that means. The post office is even more crowded than usual. That's why you need Stamps.com. You'll eliminate those time-consuming trips to the post office. It's only about 3 miles from where I live, but man, from the time you park to the time you get stuff done takes forever. Everything you can do with the post office, hey, you can do now from your desk with Stamps.com. You can buy and print real postage, any letter, any package, and you use your own computer and printer. The postage rate updates automatically at Stamps.com. You get the exact postage you need the instant you need it, and never go to the post office again. You been there lately? No thanks. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk, plus a $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com, enter Colin. If you haven't heard, postage rates have changed again. You know what that means? Go to Stamps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you?
as authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today, high temperatures into the upper 40s, southwest winds increasing 12 to 25. Tonight, clear skies early on, then increasing cloud cover as we head back to a low of 24.
Right now, 30.
Shot to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Brandon Downey Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Luter, Randy Bushcutter with you as we roll along on our Wednesday show. Again, thanks to Jay Rude from the MGM Properties out in Las Vegas. Tomorrow on the show, Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network, going to join us ahead of the Nebraska-Indiana game. Also talk with Kearney girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. They're moving up the Class A girls rankings. Friday, more Husker recruiting news with Brian Munson, a Big Red report. Also, we'll talk Nebraska Danger football. Mike Davis is going to join us on Friday as they report to camp this weekend.
Yeah, well, the Kearney High girls playing really, really well. If they play too well, I think there's a state law that says they have to play in the Horizon League next year or something. Not sure how that works.
Folks, if you're getting tired of the same old lunch routine, then it's time to march right on down to Cunningham's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, 23rd Street, and forget leftovers from yesterday or just some fast food. This is the place to be for great food, live entertainment, and, of course, all of your favorite sports. Cunningham's has delicious pub or gourmet burgers right off the grill, like the famous Juicy Lucy, which I had this weekend, or the Juicy Jack, a little bit different there. They got the Old Blue, the Buffalo Bill, barbecue, or you can create your own masterpiece and choose from over a dozen different flavors. They've got pizza, either a single pizza for you or the whole crew, salads, appetizers, the belly watchers, ribs, and sandwiches. There you go. You can get a salad, watch your belly if that's what you want to do. Stop in every Wednesday and get 8 delicious wings for only $5, or Thursday, beer and a pub burger, $6.49. So today it's wings, tomorrow beer and a pub burger, $6.49. If you can't make it in for lunch, stop in for happy hour, 3 to 6 every day. Big Ass Beer is $3.50, Wells $1.50. It's the place to escape ordinary. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
I'm just thinking it's preferable to watch other people's bellies. I'm just, you know, just thinking that. So maybe I shouldn't say that. That might come off as wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Nebraska Coaches Association this morning released the athletes that will play in their annual Coaches Association All-Star softball and volleyball games, and then basketball will be released this spring. They haven't divided the teams up yet, but we can tell you that one of the volleyball head coaches is Matt Kane Fairbanks out of St. Paul. His assistant will be Terry Newyear of Waverly, while Gary Bender from Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family will coach the red team, and Kurt Polt of state champion Giltner will be his assistant. Volleyball players from the area that have been selected to play include Carly Bauer of Minden, Macy Coffey of Blue Hill, Shayla Connor of Kearney Catholic, Mercedes Lassett of St. Paul, Allison Mason of Bertrand, Danny Most Giltner, Morgan Nicola Hastings St. Cecilia, Katie Plocky and Aaron Sorhan of Northwest, and Taylor Teal of Aurora.
It truly is amazing to me, the quality of volleyball in this state. Now, we talk about it all the time during the season, but the level of high school, college volleyball in the state of Nebraska, it's amazing to me. It really is. Compared it to just about every other state.
Nebraska recruit, Olivia Bender of Waverly, Peyton Shohan, Columbus SCOTUS. She's in the game. Casey Holan of Norris. People remember her from the state tournament. Some other names like Tara Ziegelbein of Lincoln Lutheran, Sydney Townsend of Lincoln Pius X that are going on to college careers will also be competing. Now, the softball game, head coach of the Red is Dave Prokish of Northwest, and in the game will be Northwest Shelby Shocker. Grand Island Senior High's Jessica Klein and Libby Norville and Emily Franzen of Gothenburg. The volleyball game, Tuesday, July 22nd. Softball game, Wednesday, July 23rd. The basketball doubleheader will be that Monday, July the 21st. Always gets things underway down at the Coaches Clinic and the Coaches Association All-Star Games.
And the coaches have a lot of fun going to that, too. I mean, not only is it a great event
really?
For the kids, but the,
really?
Yeah, they learn a few things, but also just the camaraderie and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun.
More learning outside the
yeah,
speakers
is.
Than there, the
well, there
clinics
is.
Than there is.
And
that's fine.
And they steal ideas from each other. You know, nobody's a bigger thief than a teacher and a coach in terms of, hey, that's a great idea. Let me use that and take it verbatim from you. But that's part of the family.
There was a lot of high school basketball last night and quite a few close games, entertaining ones like 81-71, Amherst beat Elwood, Kearney Catholic in overtime beats Gibbon, Hastings High beat Adams Central in boys play last night. Centennial Conference Tournament, you had a couple of overtime games. St. Cecilia didn't need to go overtime. Big winner against Aquinas. And the boys play Friday. The girls play tomorrow. And you'll hear those on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia girls a winner. Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated. Adams Central beat Hastings High. And so there you go. Northwest Holdridge girls also advance on in the Central Conference. Tournament action continues tomorrow.
Yeah. Basketball just kind of cracks me up because it balances itself out so much. You'll have a game where you don't shoot the ball real well. Next game, you shoot really great. One half, you don't shoot very well. Second half, you shoot pretty well, and it all kind of balances out. And that's why you never leave a basketball game until it's really decided. My wife was nudging me at the game. I thought you said this was going to be a good game when Kearney Catholic and Gibbon, it was like 13, 15 points. Gibbon was ahead. I said, I thought it was going to be two, and then turn around and it's tied. It's tied heading overtime.
Let's go to overtime. We'll take a break, and we'll head into our overtime to finish things up after this. More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On 1230 KHAS, it's the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, where Thursday the St. Cecilia girls will play Concordia at 6, and Friday the St. Cecilia boys will take on Lincoln Christian at 6. On Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, SEM is at Amherst, Friday, Overton is at Elm Creek, and Saturday, the Kearney Catholic boys are at McCook. It's all here in PlatteRiverPreps.com.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
The Seahawks and the Broncos square off in Super Bowl 48.
Manning under center, ball in the backfield. The snap, the fake handoff by Manning. Throws a line drive in the back of the end zone. Leaping, two-handed catch made for a touchdown. Grabbed by Demaryius Thomas.
The big game is on Westwood One. Who will prevail? Tune in here to find out.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies today, high temperatures into the upper 40s, southwest winds increasing 12 to 25. Tonight, clear skies early on, then increasing cloud cover as we head back to a low of 24.
Right now, 30.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Randy Bushcutter with you here on today's program. You guys will be giving your Super Bowl predictions on Friday. Have you wavered?
No, I haven't. I still think Denver is the best team, but I think it's going to be a great game. I do. And the more I think about it, the more I'm questioning my Denver pick. I'll be honest with you. And it's got nothing to do with the weather. I just, there's something about Seattle and how they got in with that defensive play at the end. You just almost get the feeling they might be the kind of that team of destiny. And
I'd feel much better if they were playing San Francisco.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I agree with you. There's something about Seattle that, and I don't want Seattle. I've been, you know, if you've listened to the show, I've been anti-Seattle pretty much all year. And so that probably means they're probably going to get the job done. But how glorious it was 1 year ago.
Oh, good God. No, we're not doing this again, are we?
How glorious it was.
Oh, no.
1 year ago.
No. Let it go.
When a Baltimore beat
There's a statute of limitations. It's passed.
Yeah, it's one year. The statute of limitations is 1 year. You have to realize that as
pretty sure that game
Monday
was in mid-January. I'm pretty
Monday
sure the Super Bowl last
day.
Year was in the midday of January.
It was like February 30th.
No, no, I think, yeah. 30th.
Like that?
Yeah, yeah, and I live on Avenue J here in Kearney. Yeah.
Get February 30th to roll around again, then the statute of limitations shall expire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I'll send that to your street, your address on Avenue J.
Yeah. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here, Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has every day low hassle-free prices and 500 plus vehicles that are available, whether they're new, whether they're pre-owned. You can see them on their lot. You can see them online at the all-new thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. You get a little tour of each vehicle, and it tells you everything you want to know. Here's the price. Here's the color. Is it a two-door, a four-door? What's the interior like? Automatic, you know, four-wheel drive. Everything you could want to know. Mileage, price ranges are all there for you. You can search by make and model. And even if they don't have exactly what you want, you can fill out what you want, and they'll find it for you. That's what they do. They keep their customers happy at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Saves a little time doing it that way.
I know. I know. Did you have anything else before we wrap up this show today?
See, I took a pot shot at the stupid law that's proposed about bumping people up. Because where does Omaha Central play? I mean, I want to know where Omaha Central would play, or the Seward Girls, or you know, whatever. Let's see, yeah, took a pot shot there.
Class A boys basketball, they've won 6 of the last 7. Okay, we got to bump you. Today, it's UNO at Omaha Central.
Yeah, yeah.
God, just a couple of weeks away, too, from Heartland Hoops Classic.
Yeah, it's rolling around on the 15th, and that's that'll be before you know it.
For us, we've got Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference Tournament basketball all next week. Plus, we've got district wrestling. Plus, we've got Heartland Hoops Classic. Then we're into the postseason for the basketball sub-districts, and it's going to fly right by.
Lou Platt boys, I think there's 6 teams, literally. If they get hot, they can win that. That is as balanced as that conference has been. On one side of the ball, you know, one side, boys or girls, in quite some time.
Your son plays for the 8th seed Kearney Catholic, so what are you saying?
I'm just asking. Kearney Catholic's the 8th seed.
I'm just asking.
Kearney Catholic's the 8th seed. That's a bit of an indication right there. And by the way, Centura, who's playing pretty good ball right now, they struggled early in the year, not a good seed, but who wants to play them, really? I mean, there's that is a pretty balanced conference right now.
You know what happens when that, like, the top 4 seeds will survive into the semifinals?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's so deep, huh? What just happened here?
Yeah, but I think the games will be close. I mean, they might.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the top 4 seeds are playing, but the games are going to be awesome.
So we're looking forward to the next 6 weeks, basically. That'll take us to the end of the boys' state basketball tournament. Of course, the finals of the boys' and girls' state basketball tournaments here on ESPN. Heartland Hoops Classic here on ESPN. A variety of different sub-districts here on ESPN. State Wrestling and the State Wrestling Dual Tournament will be back in Kearney for its 2nd year. We will have that on our network of stations as well. We want to thank our guest today, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton, Jay Rue, the vice president of the Race and Sportsbook of the MGM Properties in Las Vegas. Tomorrow, we'll talk basketball with Kearney girls coach Jason Boyd. We'll talk with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network, and a lot more football talk with the Huskers and the Danger coming up on Friday.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Enjoy Vegas, baby. Remember, what happens there stays there, so make sure you get your shots.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody wants to know anyway. Monty Kratzensteinstein will be in tomorrow as a co-host, Talk a Little Huskers as well. Randy, enjoy your week.
And you enjoy yours.
Jeff, keep these boys in line, will you?
Will do, sir.
I will try to be up in time to give you a prediction on Friday. If not, I'm taking Denver. But I'm never right, so there you go. We'll see you tomorrow on Duncan Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Duncan Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.